This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, May 18th, brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. President Trump said today he would hold off on attacking Iran again at the request of leaders from Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. At a social media post, President Trump said the strike was scheduled for tomorrow. The president said he was asked to hold off because, quote, serious negotiations are now taking place and that, in their opinion, a deal will be made, which will be very acceptable to the United States of America as well as all countries in the Middle East and beyond. Trump said he instructed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and others to hold off on the attack, but he also said he further instructed them to be prepared to go forward with a full, large-scale assault of Iran on a moment's notice in the event that an acceptable deal is not reached. The Department of Agriculture today reported 76% of the corn crop planted as of Sunday. That's up 19% from last week, even with last year, and it's 6 points ahead of the five-year average. The USDA reported 67% of the soybean crop planted, up 18% in the last 7 days. 4 points better than last year and 14 better than the five-year average. Now, the USDA said 27% of the winter wheat crop is rated either good or excellent. That's down a point from last week. 43% of the crop rated poor to very poor, up 3 points from last week. 30% of the crop in fair condition. That's down 2 points in the last 7 days. For pasture and range condition, only 28% rated either good or excellent. A year ago, that was 40%. 28% of those acres are rated fair and almost a third rated poor to very poor. Investor optimism that China will start buying more U.S. corn, pork, beef, and poultry, sending shares in agricultural companies and commodity futures higher today. White House said China would buy $17 billion of U.S. agriculture goods annually through 2028. That, in addition to soybean purchases, China had already agreed to make. Last fall, China said that starting in 2026, it would start buying 25 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans, valued at roughly $11 billion. The $17 billion pledge, along with the soybean commitment, would total about $28 billion a year. That's well above what China bought last year and the $24 billion that was purchased in 2024. The buying pledge is less than the record $38 billion that China bought in 2022. China did not specify which products it would buy more of, but analysts say imports of U.S. beef, poultry, corn, sorghum, and pork are likely to increase. Shares of major meat packers that export pork and chicken products like Smithfield Foods, Tyson Foods, and Pilgrim's Pride, as well as JBS, all moved higher today. Corn, wheat, and soybean futures also ticked up. Analysts say the announcement gives more certainty that China would follow through on its past pledge to buy more U.S. soy. Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Aubrey Betancourt has resigned from the agency. That's according to a letter sent to staff and obtained by AgriPulse. Colton Buckley, NRCS Associate Chief, will assume the role as chief today. In the letter, Betancourt said she could not be more confident in the decision, prouder of what we've accomplished, or more excited of what is to come for our service. Greater detail on these stories and more at AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at AgriPulse.com under the Events tab. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.